This is Vision for Christ, a radio ministry of Future Vision Ministries. Our offices are in the city of Cambridge in Ontario, Canada. My name is Tim Taylor. I live in the United States, in the state of Ohio, and I am recording this talk from my home in the U.S. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock, and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The problem with polygamy is the same problem with idolatry. In this program today, I hope to show the connection between these two issues. Man was created for only one woman, not to have several wives at the same time as in polygamy. Man was also created to worship one God, not to share the glory of God Almighty with any other so-called gods or idols. The dictionary definition of idolatry is the worship of idols or excessive devotion to or reverence for some person or thing. An idol is anything that replaces the one true God. The most prevalent form of idolatry in Bible times was the worship of images that were thought to embody the various pagan deities. In the Bible book of Isaiah chapter 42, we read this, God, the Lord God, created the heavens and stretched them out. He created the earth and everything in it. He gives breath to everyone, life to everyone who walks the earth. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else, nor share my praise with carved idols. In the Bible book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, it says, Listen, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You must love the Lord your God with your whole mind, your whole being, and all your strength. You see, God is one God. There is only one Redeemer and Savior, Jesus Christ. We read in the Bible in 1 Timothy chapter 2, there is one God, there is one man, standing between God and men. That man is Christ Jesus. He gave his life for all men, so that they could go free and not be held by the power of sin. God made this known to the world at the right time. Here is another way those verses could be read. For there is one God and one intermediary between God and humanity, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Traditionally, the word intermediary is rendered in many Bibles as mediator. But this conveys a wrong impression in contemporary English. Jesus was not a mediator, for example, who worked for compromise between opposing parties. Instead, he was the only one able to go between man and God to enable them to have a relationship, but entirely on God's own terms. Any way you say it, Jesus is the only one. To have faith in Jesus as your Savior is exclusive, just like marriage between one man and one woman is exclusive. One wife, one husband, one Savior. It is not proper with God to have more than one God, or more than one wife or husband. The first marriage of Adam and Eve is recorded in Genesis 2:23 and 24 in the Bible. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She will be called woman, because she was taken out of man. For this reason a man will leave his father and his mother, and will be joined to his wife, and they will become one flesh." Ephesians 5:31-33 says, "As the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united in one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband." Matthew 19:3-8 says it this way, "The proud religious lawkeepers, called Pharisees, came to Jesus. They tried to trap him by saying, 'Does the law say a man can divorce his wife for any reason?' He said to them, 'Have you not read that he who made them in the first place made them man and woman? It says, for this reason a man will leave his father and his mother and will live with his wife. The two will become one. So they are no longer two, but one. Let no man divide what God has put together.'" The proud religious lawkeepers said to Jesus, "Then why did the law of Moses allow a man to divorce his wife if he put it down in writing and gave it to her?" Jesus said to them, "Because of your hard hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. It was not like that from the beginning." Exodus chapter 20, verses 1-5 in the Bible reads like this, "Then God spoke all these words, saying, 'I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house where you were servants. Have no gods other than me. Do not make for yourselves a god to look like anything that is in heaven above, or on the earth below, or in the waters under the earth. Do not worship them or work for them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." Here in Acts chapter 4 in the Bible, we read a story in the life of the early Christian church that takes place between the Jewish leaders and the Christian apostles Peter and John. I will now read from Acts 4. The religious leaders and the leader of the house of God and some of the religious group who believe no one will be raised from the dead, they are called the Sadducees, came to Peter and John while they were talking to the people. They were angry because Peter and John had been teaching the people and preaching that Jesus had been raised from the dead. Then Peter, having been filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "You who are leaders of the people, are you asking us today about the good work we did to a man who needed help? Are you asking how he was healed? You and all the Jews must know that it was by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one you nailed to a cross and God raised from the dead. It is through him that this man stands in front of you well and strong. Christ is the stone that was put aside by you workmen, but he has become the most important stone in the building. There is no way to be saved from the punishment of sin through anyone else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we can be saved." Okay, now let me repeat verse 12 again to make a point that Jesus is the only way to God, to heaven, and to eternal life. Again, Acts chapter 4, verse 12 in the Bible says, "There is no way to be saved from the punishment of sin through anyone else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we can be saved." In the Bible, in the Gospel of John chapter 14, we read these words, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can go to the Father except by me." Jesus admits that the only way to heaven is through himself. and that is a very narrow way. We read his words in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, where he said, "Go in through the narrow door. The door is wide and the road is easy that leads to hell. Many people are going through that door. But the door is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life that lasts forever. Few people are finding it." Well, I urge you, listener friend, to choose to be in that narrow group of people who seek the narrow way of Jesus. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, "For sure, I tell you, the man who goes into the sheep pen some other way than through the door is one who steals and robs. The shepherd of the sheep goes in through the door. The one who watches the door opens it for him. The sheep listen to the voice of the shepherd. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When the shepherd walks ahead of them, they follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow someone they do not know because they do not know his voice. They will run away from him." Jesus told this picture story to them, yet they did not understand what he said to them. Again, Jesus said to them, "For sure, I tell you, I am the door of the sheep. All others who came ahead of me are men who steal and rob. The sheep did not obey them. I am the door. Anyone who goes in through me will be saved from the punishment of sin. He will go in and out and find food." I'm going to pray for each one of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Future Vision Ministries so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Future Vision Ministries is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Future Vision Ministries, 1145 Concession Road, Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, postal code N3H4L5. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address: Future Vision Ministries, 1145 Concession, spelled C-O-N-C-E-S-S-I-O-N, Road, Cambridge, C-A-M-B-R-I-D-G-E, Ontario, Canada, postal code N3H4L5. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor speaking on behalf of Dan Hayhoe. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 3. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the honor, both now and on that eternal day.